So her little friend took the ring and began to work at the wheel again and whistled and sang, "Round about, round about, lo and behold, reel away, straw into gold." Till long before morning, all was done again. The king was greatly delighted to see all this glittering treasure, but still he had not enough. So he took the miller's daughter to a yet larger heap and said, "All this must be spun tonight, and if it is, you shall be my queen." As soon as she was alone, that dwarf came in and said,
"What will you give me to spin gold for you this third time?"
"I have nothing left," said she.
"Then say you will give me," said the little man, "the first little child that you may have when you are queen."
"That may never be," thought the miller's daughter. And as she knew no other way to get her task done, she said she would do what he asked. Round went the wheel again to the old song, and the mannikin once more spun the heap into gold. The king came in the morning, and, finding all he wanted, was forced to keep his word. So he married the miller's daughter, and she really became queen. At the birth of her first little child, she was very glad and forgot the dwarf and what she had said. But one day he came into her room where she was sitting playing with her baby and put her in mind of it. Then she grieved sorely at her misfortune and said she would give him all the wealth of the kingdom if he would let her off. But in vain, till at last her tears softened him and he said,
"I will give you 3 days' grace, and if during that time you tell me my name, you shall keep your child."
Now the queen lay awake all night, thinking of all the odd names that she had ever heard, and she sent messengers all over the land to find out new ones. The next day the little man came, and she began with, "Timothy? Ichabod? Benjamin? Jeremiah?" and all the names she could remember. But to all and each of them he said,
"Madam, that is not my name."